yesterday at the pancake breakfast, this lady came in. She said, "You remember me?" One of those, "Do you remember me?" School stories, right? "Do you remember me?" And I said, "Yeah, I think I had you in third grade." And she said, "Yeah." And I forgot her name, but she says, "My daughter is Jennifer, and she's on the track team." And I'm like, "Oh, wow." "Oh, yeah, that means I'm old." But anyway, and she said, "And I just wanted to thank you for including her on the team. She's never done sports. She really needs to be on this team. She really needs to be on this team. Thanks for including her." And she walked away and ate her pancakes, and she left and said, "Thanks again." See, God puts us where we need to be. Now, I don't really have time to do this track stuff. Actually on Tuesday, I went to the hospital right after track, but God gives me the strength to do all I need to do here and everywhere. And I believe that's just a part of ministry. And you know, we started our first meeting with the track team and had 80 kids there. And then, of course, we had tryouts and 70 came. We're down to 60. And the athletic director keeps saying, "You got to cut some people." You know, I've been coaching track for a long time. I didn't say that. That was not my thing. I've been coaching track for a long time. We just don't cut people in track. Because you know what's cool about track? Everybody can find something to do. I mean, there's lots of things. And when you have enough kids on your team, you can fill all the events. Everybody can find something to do. And it is very sociable. And people get together and have fun. You meet lots of friends and meet lots of people from other schools. And, you know, in all the years that I've coached, when I got married, I mean, all those coaches, even from Bridgeport, all of them, we were all friends. We're at our wedding. And so it's just these friendships that you build. And a couple people have said that. Thanks for including our kid on the team. And, you know, I haven't really been in anything else. We really need this to be a part of something, to be a part of the team. And I believe that's one of my gifts, is being an encourager. And so I can cheer people on and keep moving. And I get real excited about doing that, not just for young people, but for all people. And thinking about how God uses us and thinking about our ministry, God takes us wherever we need to go, and wherever he wants us to go. And just think about all these opportunities that God gives me just to plant seeds in his. I was reminded at that celebration of life on Tuesday, planting seeds. And as we have begun this Lenten season, this preparation, 40 days of renewal, that brings us right to the cross and takes us right inside the tomb. That's what Lent is. Takes us right to the cross and right inside the tomb. Getting ready for that. And so last week we looked, as you know, Jesus is again trying to prepare his disciples, getting them prepared for what's about to come. He's still teaching them and telling stories and trying to help them make that connection. And so this morning, we're going to look at another part of Scripture. But this morning really refers to us being ready. Knowing that this really happened, Jesus suffered and died on the cross, and knowing that he rose again, we know he's coming again. And that's what we need to be ready for. We know this story to be true. We believe in Easter and trying our best to go through Lent here and preparing ourselves. And that's what we should be doing, a time of renewing our faith and our hope in him and drawing near and closer to him by studying his word and just spending more time with him by praying. And so we're going to look in Luke chapter 21 this morning. And last week we were talking about getting prepared. Well, in getting prepared for anything, you need to be on the lookout. You need to be watching, right? We think about, like for track, where we're getting ready for our first meet, trying to figure out what we're doing. They've been this morning getting ready for the dinner. Anything that we're going to do, we just don't show up and do it. Some people do, and that doesn't always work out too well. So you should get ready and prepared and be on the watch. And I really believe that Jesus was doing that with his disciples and even all the crowds of people, just trying to get them ready for what was going to happen up here. Really. And teaching them and trying to help them understand this is what's going to happen. And in this story this morning, and actually in Luke chapter 21, and before we get to verse 29, you know, Jesus is actually telling here, referring to about his return, how he's going to certainly suffer and die, and then he's going to raise from the dead, but he's going to return. And again, as Jesus in his ministry was always teaching and trying to get people ready, and trying to prepare them, especially those that were closest to them. So in Luke chapter 21, In Luke chapter 21, we begin here in verse 29. And again, leading up to verse 29, he's talking about his return, but he has to do a parable. He needs to tell a story here. We've been talking about parables. You should come join us on Wednesday. I'm downstairs in the library for adult Bible study. We're in the book of Mark and talking about parables. And you know, it's just like any story. If you're not going to pay attention and you haven't prepared yourself to listen and receive the message, you're not going to get anything out of it. And I believe that's how Jesus was. He was trying to tell these stories. He was trying to explain who he was. And he had to go to these parables, kind of reteach it, so to speak. And those of you that are in the education, don't understand what I'm saying. Just kind of reteach it or water it down a little bit so everybody could get it. So he's explaining about how his return. So then he tells a parable. And he says, look at the fig tree and all the trees. And in verse 30, when they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. You know, and we've kind of been teased. We see some flowers, they pop up, and then it snows again, right? And so we're trying to get ready for spring, because spring is coming and getting, the leaves are going to start sprouting out. But think about it. As we prepare for spring and doing all those things that cause springy things to happen, just in our faith, we have to be ready, because we don't really know what's going. Yeah, you have a to-do list. You probably have, you know, everything on your phone, or you maybe have a calendar book like I do. You think you know what's going to be happening, and you are prepared. But God tells us to be on the watch, and he's trying to prepare them. Just as he's preparing the disciples, he's preparing us, right? When you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, it says, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. You know, we think about what's happening in our world today and what's happening in our country. And many of you that are wise and been around for a while, so these are things that have never happened before. The end is near. Well, it is. I mean, that could be another 100 years, right? So Jesus is here in his journey, and he's preparing these disciples and telling them, I am the Son God. I mean, I've come here to set you free. I've come here to live, and I'm going to die on this cross to set you free, to save you from your sins, and then I'm going to rise from the dead. But I believe God's prepared a place for me, just as he's prepared a place for all of us, but he's going to come back. And as we think about here today in the year 2019, of all these things that happen, all these things will pass away. Everything will pass away. We think about all this stuff that we have and everything that we're accumulating, that'll all pass away, because there'll come a time when it's time for you to go. And if you've made that decision, you'll, again, as Jesus went to that place that God had prepared for him. So again, we understand Easter. We certainly know the story, right? But we here living now have to be ready every day and believe that Jesus will come. And that's that whole, we think about Lent, renewing our faith and being prepared. Be prepared for whatever might come our way. And you know that, right? When you see Christians and how tragic things happen or surprising things happen, and we serve an amazing God, and we say that God works in a mysterious way. I don't believe that God works in mysterious ways. I believe that God works in his ways. That's how he works. I mean, what God wants is what he wants, and we shouldn't be surprised by anything that he does. And so Jesus was preparing all these people that were right there, and today we are reading to prepare ourselves for what's about to come. Are we ready for that? We sometimes think, oh, I'm not ready for my kids to start school. Well, that happens. And so whether you're prepared or not, that happens. And they graduate. And then they move away. Right? But they do come back. In most cases, right? Just like Jesus. He comes back, right? Jesus coming back. And so, in this scripture this morning, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. And that's a great promise. That's a great promise. You know, I share in memorial services and funerals all the time that these things that we have, the memorabilia of people and all the memories we have of them, those things will pass away and go away. But what you have in your heart, those memories, no one can take those away. And it's just like this. And you've heard stories. And I mean, I've actually seen not too long ago, just reading on Facebook and places and homes and churches, when they burn down, what's still standing about it? God's word will never pass away. And that's what we have today. So we think about what's happening in our world. We're troubled by it. We're trying not to worry about it. We certainly are concerned for the next generation. God says, all this will pass away. Jesus will return again, but this will never pass away. Standing on the promises of God, right? Right here. That's all you need. Standing on the promises of God. We don't need luck. We just need Jesus, right? We're not lucky. We're blessed this morning, right? We have Jesus, and that's all we need. Jesus is all I need. And so, again, you think about Jesus' life. He's really preparing for his death, and they're not understanding. The disciples aren't understanding, and he's trying to tell this parable about fig trees to help them understand a little bit better. And then to verse 34, which is really what we need to be reminded of this morning. Be careful, it says, of this sin. This is sin that's talking. Be careful of your heart to be weighed down with carousing and drunkenness and anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap. Think about it. We fall into sin, these things that cause us to separate from God, right? And the anxieties of life. Anyone anxious here this morning? We certainly get upset and worried about things we can't change. Just give it to Jesus. And it says in verse 35, for it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth that, yeah, Jesus is, there will be an end. Okay, there will be an end, and Jesus will come to save those who are still here if we made that decision, right? So he's talking about when he's coming back again from his return. But in all of that, we're to be careful. We're to be careful. We tell our kids to be careful and be safe. We need to be careful, all of us. Every day when we're out and around and all over, and you know, that we're to be careful wherever we might go and be careful and, you know, guard our hearts, right? Not fall into sin. We're to go where God would have us to do it and be the people he's called us to do. But we live in this thing called the world, right? And we're in it. And we're to be like Jesus. God says, be careful. Be prepared and be careful. Boy, those are two great quotes of wisdom right from God's word as we are renewing our faith during the season of Lent. To be prepared and to be careful, right? We talk about that. You're just going out. You don't know who we come into contact with. You don't know what's going to happen. God said to be careful. But know that God's with us. And it doesn't say anything about being afraid, being careful. Yesterday, you know, we're downstairs having pancakes and everything. There was just a lot of kids downstairs. We sent some out on the road. And so I was told, hey, some of those kids are out there stopping traffic. Oh, gosh. That's all we talked about. We didn't talk about that. But I'm thinking, man, and these kids are coming back, hey, I got some money. They're coming in with like 10s and 20s and 5s. How many pancakes? None. They just sent us a donation. Probably just to get you out of the road, right? And when I said, we're going to go back tomorrow. And I said, as a good coach would, be careful, you guys. Be careful who you're begging money from, right? Be careful who you're approaching. Get money. But they did great. We worked together as a team. I trust most of the family of God. We're going to be working together. And those are things you learn when you're a part of the team. And in this church, we're a family. And God tells us to be prepared and be careful. For this is going to happen, right? What he tells us. That he's going to suffer and die. He's going to rise again. He's going to come again. Be always on the watch. Wow. And keep praying. Again, the season of Lent. What are we giving up? Well, you might need to give up some things. But I say, what do you need to add to your life? What do you need to add to your life? Well, that'll bring you closer to this. What do you need to be doing in your life that'll bring you closer to the cross and draw you nearer to God? Whatever that might be. Spending more time with him and praying. Whatever that might be. It says, be always on the watch and pray that you might be able to escape. All this is about to happen. And that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. So we talk about all this is going to happen. You read Revelation, don't understand it. Well, the best advice I give to you is just surrender your heart to Jesus and do your best to live for him, and you won't have to worry about any of that. All this stuff that scares us in Revelation tells us what's going to be happening. But it says here we can escape all that and be freed of all that if we just accept Jesus as our Savior. And do what? Keep your eyes on the cross, right? Be always on the watch and pray. Keep praying. We should be praying for each other, right? We're praying for ourselves. We're praying for all the people on this list. We're praying for our family here, praying for each other. You know, I pray for all the people every day. I pray for them that God's put in my life and seeds that I pray for them if they're in church somewhere or growing in their faith. You know, I pray for all that I'm doing. Pray for my team and the kids that I'm working with, that God's given me an opportunity to share my faith and not really even have to say the word Jesus, right? And in verse 37 it says, each day Jesus was teaching at the temple. Remember, he was at the temple when he was 12 and they couldn't find him, and that's where he was supposed to be. He said, this is where I'm supposed to be. And it says, each evening he went out to spend the night on a hill called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to hear him at the temple. So Jesus is teaching, and he's teaching, he's healing, he's meeting needs. But what else is he doing? He's preparing. He's preparing all the people. And as we read his word today, it tells us that we too are to be prepared and to be watchful. So how are we going to be prepared? Well, we're going to be watchful. And I think about that, being watchful and being careful, and also being watchful and being aware of your surroundings. And God gives us opportunities every day to be a blessing to someone or to help someone. And it doesn't have to involve any money. It's just an act of kindness that we've been talking about. Doing nice things for people. You know, be prepared. Be watchful. Be careful. But being ready that God will use you. And knowing that he will use you if you want him to and ask him to. So here we are this morning. This is our second Sunday in this Lenten season, in this 40 days of renewal. And we're reminded in Scripture this morning that we should certainly get prepared. And we should be careful. And we should be watchful. And always praying. And keeping our eyes on that. On the cross. Knowing that that's where all this happened. When we think about all of our blessings, we think about how much God has taken care of us. And I think about this church and what this church has done for me, and certainly the ministry that's happened in the First Baptist Church, and all the seeds have been sown. And I'm really thankful for that. I'm thankful for the ministry and the things that we're doing now, and trying to engage people in ministry and involve them and help them to do what God would have them to do. And to do the things and be the people and go where he'd have us to go. That's my role as a pastor. I can't save any of them. Can't do it. But I can certainly help you get there. I can help you get right to here, and that's where I all need to be. I think we need to start our day. You've heard that before. Start your day on your knees. Try to make things go a little bit better. And I know that my own life, you know, I'm a pastor here, and sometimes when I'm in a hurry, I'm praying a little bit, but not really in. I pray every day, but boy, sometimes I'm like, man, I can tell I didn't give a full effort. I prayed a little bit, but I didn't give God my full attention. Boy, I'm feeling it right now, you know, feeling it right now. Feeling those hurdles in your legs that some of the kids have felt. You know what I mean? When I haven't prayed my fullest and given God the full attention he needs right in the morning, I get stopped. It comes right to the cross. So again, this season, that's really your time with God. However you want to do those 40 days, and whatever you want to do during those 40 days, but God just wants us to come to the cross. God just wants us to keep our eyes on him. And focus on Jesus. So just close your eyes for a second. Just closing our eyes for a second. Just, again, being reminded of who God is and how much he loved us. And picturing that cross. And picturing Jesus on that cross. And the pathway to get there. He did that for you. He did that for me. God tells us today, you gotta be ready. You got to be ready. I'm preparing a place for all of us. And someday, it might be 50 years, 100 years. God tells us to be ready every day. Not just for his coming, but be ready every day for what might be next. For what God would have us to do. To be watching, to be ready, and to be praying. God, we love you this morning. God, we thank you this morning. God, we praise you this morning. But God, may we do that every day. We come to the cross this morning. But may we do that every day. Help us to begin our day on our knees at the cross. Surrendering to you and committing to you. Some of us are having some struggles and some issues and just feel overwhelmed. And God, you just want us to let go and let God, that you be in control. God, I pray that this morning that all of us would do that. Let go and let God, our Savior, be in full control. And whatever it might be, whatever's entrapping us, whatever's got a hold of us, whatever's crippling us this morning, we'd let go of it. And let the God who loves us and created us to have it and keep it, that we won't worry or struggle anymore. Bring everything to the cross. God, we love you this morning. And God, I pray if there's anybody never made that decision to surrender to you, that today would be the day. And those that maybe just need to come back to the cross. Life has happened. We've all messed up. Sin is real. But God, you still love us and you forgive us. We thank you for that this morning. God, you're an awesome God. You're an amazing God. But you're our God. And we love you today. So God, as we close our service this morning, help us to keep our eyes on the cross. And if we need to come to the cross this morning and surrender, maybe we have something that's happened this week that we just can't handle alone. We can't. That we need our church family to pray with us. Whatever we need this morning, we'll come do that before we leave. And go eat whatever. God, we love you this morning. God, we thank you. May this day, our day, that we come to worship, just be the beginning of great things will happen the rest of this week as we continue to trust you. And all these things we ask in Jesus' most precious and holy name. Amen.